Christians be usefully consider now with me God's bounteous mercy. Though truth hath been denied and papist it defied, yet still doth it abide free from suppression. How many treasons vile have been laid, God's pure word to defile in every country. Yet still he keeps the same from blemish, hurt, or blame, and brings them all to shame that fights against it. What strange complots have been against the truth, throughout the world is seen to have been attempted. Yet Christ his church will have, and his professor save, in spite of pope or slave that would confound it. Approve it this may be, at this time, by Barnville's treachery, against the Low Countries, who with faint hopes misled devised to have struck all dead, and to have murdered men, wives, and children. He did consult with hell impiously, their frontier towns to sell to Austria's duke, to murder great and small with England's soldiers all that slept within the wall of every city. Yet here he did not stay, but conspired grave Maurice for to slay with other princes. Thus mid his bloody broil he would have made a spoil of his own native soil without all pity. This tiger fierce of mind, merciless, these towns would have resigned to tyrant's power, who would have banished there the gospel shining clear, and in its stead uprear trash and traditions. But this discovered was wondrously, and nothing brought to pass what he intended. For God did from the sky cast down with watchful eye his treasons to descry and cross his purpose. Now are his treasons known, to his shame, and to all statesmen shown for their example, that God pursues his foes with heavy overthrows, who do the hate disclose against gospelizing. What savage monster would thus have slain his friends and country sold for filthy lucre? Outmatched this deed cannot, except with powder plot, which ne'er will be forgot till the last judgment. Of grace he had no touch in his heart, but still did favor much the Armenian faction, and did his God forsake, which him did overtake, and drenched him in the lake of deep destruction. His secretary then, seeing well, their damned plots made plain to both their ruins, himself killed in the night with knife made sharp and bright, so gave the devil his right by his despairing. You politicians all, carefully, mourned by Barnville's fall, midst his fell actions. See you no mischiefs weep that yourselves deceive, and souls of bliss bereave past our redemption. And let each English heart speedily, speedily from popery depart as from fell poison. May he his birthday rue that strives for to subdue the gospel pure and true in this our nation. God guide our gracious King peacefully, peacefully, and at the last him bring to joys eternal, where he amongst the best of saints and angels blessed may live in joy and rest time without ending. So bless our virtuous queen with this gift, with this gift, that still her fruit be seen amongst us to flourish, as long as cedars bud and streams glide from the flood, so long her royal blood here sway the scepter, and pour on us thy grace plenteously, plenteously, to mourn while we have space for sins committed, that when death us doth take and we this world forsake, we good account may make at our last ending.